This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 15 people were killed in India after heavy monsoon rains triggered flash floods and landslides near the Himalayan foothills, authorities said Saturday. Rescue officials were rushed to Mandi district in the northern state of Himachal Pradesh, where a torrent of floodwater swept away two houses and killed eight people, a government statement said. Landslides and flooding claimed seven other lives across the state, the release added. Picturesque Himachal Pradesh is famed for its snow-capped mountains and is popular with tourists. At least 13 people have been killed in Somalia's capital Mogadishu after Al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked a hotel, seizing hostages that authorities were battling to free nearly 20 hours later, an intelligence officer said. The attackers blasted their way into the Hyatt Hotel on Friday evening with two car bombs before opening fire. Somalia's al-Shabaab insurgents have claimed responsibility. The gunmen were holding an unknown number of hostages on the second floor of the facility, an intelligence officer said, preventing authorities from using heavy weapons. They had also bombed out the stairs to make it harder to access certain floors. The attack was the first major attack since President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed took office in May. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to topple the Somali government for more than 10 years. It wants to establish its own rule based on a strict interpretation of Islamic law. Chinese aircraft and five Chinese ships were detected operating around Taiwan on Saturday as Beijing continued military activities near the island. It was reported that this included four aircraft that crossed the Taiwan Straits median line, which in normal times acts as an unofficial barrier between the two sides. This is VOA News. Greece on Saturday concluded 12 years of European Union fiscal surveillance that was imposed in return for bailouts after a crushing debt crisis. In November 2009, Athens revealed a sharp rise in its public deficit that eventually led to a financial crisis across the Eurozone and wreaked havoc on Greek finances for a decade. In exchange for bailout cash of 289 billion euros and to stop Greece from crashing out of the Eurozone, a troika made up of the International Monetary Fund, EU, and the European Central Bank demanded across-the-board reforms from Athens. These included deep state spending and salary cuts, tax hikes, privatizations, and other sweeping reforms aimed at righting public finances. The economy contracted by more than a quarter, unemployment spiked to almost 28%, and skilled professionals emigrated in droves. The prime minister said Saturday, a cycle of 12 years, which brought pain to citizens, led to economic stagnation, and divided our society, has ended. Greece, like fellow bailout EU members Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, and Ireland, will still be monitored by its creditors while paying back its debts. According to European Commission projections, the Greek economy will grow by 4% this year, much higher than the Eurozone average of 2.6%. Thousands of people gathered at the Zulu Royal Palace in South Africa on Saturday for the coronation of a new king in the country's richest and most influential traditional monarchy. Misuzulu Zulu, 47, is to succeed his father, who died in March last year after 50 years in charge. Although the title of king does not bestow executive power, the monarchs wield great moral influence over more than 11 million Zulus, who make up nearly a fifth of South Africa's population. Men and women in colorful traditional outfits assembled outside the marble palace on the hills of Nongomo, a small town in the southeastern province of KwaZulu-Natal, which is the Zulu heartland. Tens of thousands more were expected to arrive throughout the day to honor the new sovereign. For more stories making news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.